from Bro Radio Newsroom. The Prime Minister's asking for plans to be drawn up to stop PC Andrew Harper's killers leaving prison early. It follows heavily criticism of the early release scheme, which is aimed at freeing up space across England and Wales. Housing Minister Sally Jamieson says it's about striking the right balance.
I think the officials and the Justice Secretary need some time to go through it and make sure they get an outcome which satisfies all our desire to make sure those two killers don't get out, but also make sure that we're able to maintain the integrity of our prison system, that we still have capacity and we can still lock people away.
Vueling has withdrawn its scheduled winter flights between Cardiff and Alicante. The Spanish operator had planned to operate a 3-weekly service to the resort alongside a short season of flights to Malaga over the Christmas and New Year period. A spokesperson for the airport said the decision was disappointing, but stressed that Alicante remains well served from Cardiff, with both TUI and Ryanair continuing to operate direct flights during the winter months. Airport officials say they remain focused on expanding the choice of destinations available from Cardiff. A popular play area has been closed after a fire caused significant damage to equipment early on Monday morning. The Salisbury Road play area, known locally as the Dump, was shut by Vale-of-Morne Council after the incident, which left parts of the playground badly burned and significantly damaged. A spokesperson said the damage is still being assessed and the site will remain closed whilst officers determine what repairs are needed. And Andre Bocelli is set to return to Wales for the first time in 22 years as part of a new festival. The Italian tenor will take to the Principati Stadium in Cardiff for the inaugural Land of Song Festival. It's been billed as a celebration of the musical heritage of Wales, featuring world-renowned artists and choirs, and was inspired by Wales's reputation as the Land of Song. In sport, Cardiff City will host Norwich at the Cardiff City Stadium in the EFL Cup second round. Brian Barry Murphy's men secured a spot in round two by defeating Swindon Town 3-2 on Saturday. Round two ties will be played in the week commencing Monday the 24th of August.
For more local news for the Vale of Glamorgan,
head to broradio.fm.
We'll be right back. Hello, welcome. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio with myself, Mark. Unfortunately, Martin's not with us today because he's on holidays. Lucky him. On the show today, I'll be talking to John Deacon, a man of all things going on, marathon running, looking after his body, professional football referee. Very interesting. We'll also hear from Deborah Elwood, local crime reduction and tactical advisor based at Barry Police Station, with some important information for all of us. Plus, of course, the now famous Information Corner and loads of classic tunes.
Can't believe it's over. I watched the whole thing fall, and I never saw the writing that was on the wall. If I'd only knew the days were slipping past, that the good things never last, that you were crying. Summer turned to winter, and the snow it turned to rain. Then the rain turned into tears upon your face. I hardly recognize the girl you are today. And God, I hope it's not too late. It's not too late. 'Cause you are not alone. I'm always there with you. And we'll get lost together till the light comes pouring through. 'Cause when you feel like you're done and the darkness has won, and babe, you're not lost. And when your world's crashing down and you can't bear the thought, I said, babe, you're not lost. Life can show no mercy, it can tear your soul apart. It can make you feel like you're gone crazy, but you're not. When things have seemed to change, there's one thing that's still the same. In my heart you have remained, and we can fly, fly. Darkness has won, babe, you're not lost. And the world's crashing down, and you can't bear the cross. I said, baby, you're not lost. Yeah. I said, baby, you're not lost. I said, baby, you're not lost. Ooh, yeah, yeah. I said, baby, you're not lost.
You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio. As promised at the top of the show, I have a special guest in the studio with me today, Mr. John Deacon. Hello, John. Welcome to Bro Radio.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. And how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good for a man of my age.
Absolutely. Which is exactly the first question I wanted to talk to you about. I know you're a sort of a runner and you look after your body. So I think, from a listener's point of view, could you tell us how you sort of do that, look after your body, certainly as a man in a later age?
Well, I've always kept fit since I was quite a fat teenager. But when I lost my weight, I started to keep fit, and of course I got involved in sport. I took up running seriously when I was 48, and I've run ever since. And I've I regularly do half marathons, 10Ks. I run with our local running club, the Clantwick Major Milers. And I did the London Marathon at the age of 74.
Well,
which is a few years back.
Yeah. Well, not that long ago, but yeah. Pretty impressive. Yeah. I mean, I've just introduced you as John Deacon, but I should say a bit more to the listeners about who you are, really. So it's fair to say that you're currently a councillor in Llantwit.
Yeah.
You're the chair of Dementia Friendly Llantwit.
I am indeed, yeah.
And you're an ex-professional football referee.
Yeah, I refereed at all levels for 26 years. I lived in Hertfordshire when I started off in the North Hearts League. And I gradually worked my way through. So in 1977, I got on the old Football League as a linesman. I was on there for 3 years as a linesman. 1980, I was promoted to the referees list. And then I refereed on the Football League for 12 years, finished in 1992. My last game was Everton and Chelsea. Okay. In May of 1992, and I haven't missed it for 1 minute.
Well, no, well, I suppose. So you must have come across some famous people then on the pitch.
Yeah, I did indeed. One who comes to mind immediately, who passed away very recently, was Kevin Keegan,
right.
Of course. But my favourite player of all time, well, once again, that I could get quite depressed about this, they keep leaving us, because last year my absolute favourite player, Joey Jones, passed away.
Right.
And Joey was a real hard man. And really, the way they show red cards these days, I wouldn't think he'd ever finish a game these days.
And then he moves into movies and plays a hard man.
Oh, that was Vinnie Jones.
Oh, sorry,
yeah.
Vinnie Jones.
Oh, I know Vinnie Jones as well, yeah. Who I admonished one day, and I remember his response was, "I'm very sorry, John, I was right out of order." But a bit of a character. Of course, he played for Wales as well when I was working in there.
I always get the Joneses mixed up.
Joey Jones played for Wales as well, but he played a lot more games for Wales, and he played for Liverpool and Chelsea.
Right. So I suppose going back to that healthy lifestyle that you've got, it must have kicked in them to be a professional referee. You had to look after your body.
Well, yeah, you had to train, you know, but fortunately at that time I was in the RAF. And I had access to excellent gym facilities. I was able to run a lot, although at that particular time I didn't run competitively, you know, because I concentrated on the football. But when I finished football, I remember my release medical from the RAF, and the lady doctor said, she said, "You're very fit," she said. And she said, "I know you run a lot, I know you keep fit, never give up." And I think that's been my philosophy ever since, never give up. And I'm also very interested in trying to get people in middle age and even beyond into keeping fit, because I think if you want a happier old age, it's very, very important. And of course, we'll be talking about dementia perhaps soon, and I'll mention it again, you know.
I mean, it takes me into the diet side of things, doesn't it? Which is one of those arms for looking after yourself, trying to, can I say, fob off dementia, if that's the way of putting it. But obviously, your diet's been pretty good, just looking at you.
Well, it has. I gave up eating meat. Must be 40 years ago, after a trip to Hereford Cattle Market. But I do eat fish, and I eat fish and vegetarian, and that's. But I've got nothing against fish. you do need the protein to a certain extent. So I do, and my wife is actually exactly the same diet, and my wife is around my age, you know, and she's pretty reasonable, although she has got something called osteoporosis, which is not ideal, but there we are. Age.
Absolutely, but I mean, can we say how old you are on here? Are you
82.
Happy to? 82, and I mean, you've done these half marathons and marathons, being a referee, and you're looking after your body, you're You're a role model, John. Can I say that? Definitely. Which I need to just move on because obviously we're limited with our time. But about dementia, so I introduced you as chair of Llantwit Major Dementia Friendly Group. Can you tell me a little bit about that? How you got involved in that?
Well, as a councillor, really, and my colleague David Ellis, who of course is secretary of the dementia group in Llantwit Major, and I have to say the driving force behind it, David. We set it up and started having meetings with interested parties. We involved people from the Vale, like Miles. Workers from the Vale, like Rachel Slade and Ruth Caddy, and it's gone on from there. We've got another councillor on now, which is quite helpful, an ex-GP called Leslie Hallen, and although we don't do it on behalf of the council, we have our links as such.
Yeah.
We've worked hard to basically make Llantwit more dementia friendly, particularly the businesses, who I have to say have been generally very, very helpful. As have sponsors like the Lions
and the Rotary Club, and I know you've got a little directory for all the businesses.
And of course we've sought inspiration from other dementia friendly groups within the Vale, Cowbridge, yourself here in Barry, and more recently Penarth, and everybody's doing a wonderful job for what we all consider to be a very worthy cause.
Absolutely. It's all about raising that awareness.
Absolutely.
And stigma, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the numbers are frightening, aren't they? 1 in 3 of us will be touched by dementia.
Well, apparently, I've told you before, my mother was had Alzheimer's for the last 7-8 years of her life, and it wasn't a good look.
Yeah, no, it's that first-hand experience.
Absolutely.
As well, which none of us want, really, because it's a horrendous disease, isn't it?
Yeah.
John, I'm going to say thank you because I could talk to you all day, but we haven't got time to do that. But I know you picked the song as well that you'd like us to play, and that's the Four Seasons and Walk Like a Man.
Walk Like a Man.
Excellent, absolutely. Which you absolutely do. John, it's been lovely to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you. Mark.
Thank you. Great song choice, John. I want to say thank you to John Deacon coming in to see us today. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum show on Bro Radio. Still to come, we've got the Information Corner and we'll hear from Deborah Elwood.
Bro Radio.
A cup of tea, a friendly chat, a helping hand when it's needed most. That's what Churchfield's Home Care is all about. We provide professional home care, companionship, dementia support and personal care across the Vale of Glamorgan. And now we're looking for new, caring people to join our growing team. If you're seeking a new, rewarding career, apply today at churchfieldshomecare.co.uk. Churchfields Home Care, because the little things make the biggest difference.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our five-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
The Vale Family Compass is your new one-stop front door for information, advice, support and protection for children, young people, parents and carers in the Vale of Glamorgan. The Vale Family Compass includes the Vale Family Information Service, Family's First Advice Line, Team Around the Family, Vale Parenting Service and the Intake Team. Find out more at valefamilycompass.co.uk or follow us on Facebook. Just search Vale Family Compass.
Still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston. I still hear your sea waves crashing. While I watch the cannons flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting there for beach where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun. At Galveston, at Galveston.
Sixties at six. Every morning here on the Vale's local radio station, Bro Radio.
Yeah. They're playing with my heart.
Great sound of Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel, what a voice. So, as promised, Information Corner. As you know, we, the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum, run a yearly calendar. But I have to say, currently there are no open meetings in August or forum meetings, but activities will resume in September. So more information about those meetings and activities in next month's show. But of course, there is the information. Let's start with the Chatty Cafe at Landred Major. Join the friendly pop-up charity community cafe held every month throughout the year at CF61 Community Centre, Station Road, Landred Major. Regular opening times are the first and third Thursday of each month, 12 till 2, and the first Saturday of each month, 10:30 till 12:30. Pop along to them, why not? Then we have a new bit of information, it's Penarth Men's Sheds. The Penarth Men's Shed is a community group dedicated to boosting men's health, well-being, and reducing social isolation through informal catch-ups, skill sharing and guest talks. They meet every third Wednesday of the month at Penarth Yacht Club, the Esplanade, Penarth, CF64 3AU. All new members are welcome to join for a casual chat and a cuppa. Some of their up-and-coming meeting dates are Wednesday 19th of August and Wednesday 9th of September. More information, why not pop along to Men's Sheds on Facebook. Now, a little bit of serious information. Draft annual self-assessment consultation carried out by the Vale Glamorgan Council. They want to hear from you what you think about its draft annual self-assessment report for 25-26. So if you want to have a read, get involved with that. The closing date is the 18th of September, so pop along to the Vale Glamorgan Council website. Now, some information from our very good friends, Age Cymru. They say their survey results are in. So they've carried out a number of surveys throughout the year and the back end of last year, which are all now coming to a head, and they published those results. So again, another website for you to pop along to, but that's the Age Cymru website. And then a little bit of health and social care news. Members of our forum, the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum, have been working in conjunction with the RSPB to produce a nature prescription book for the Vale of Glamorgan. It's designed to support health, well-being and a stronger connection with nature. And in particular, it's a dementia-friendly document. So that is now out and about. Look out for it in various places, maybe in CF61 they'll have a copy, certainly Barry Library, and a few other places dotted around the Vale, including premises over Barry Island. It's a great book, some lovely photographs, and extremely useful and friendly. And lovely, lovely parts of the Vale are in there. One question, what do you think about vaccines? There's a community survey being carried out by Cardiff and the Vale University Health Board. They'd like to hear from you. So if you'd like to pop along to their website, which is the Cardiff and Vale University Health Board, then there's more information regarding that question, what do you think about vaccines? And then the thing that really struck me as our final bit of information for today is the heading is changes for mobile or mobility scooters on Cardiff buses. From the 30th of August 2026, all customers wishing to travel with a mobility scooter on Cardiff Bus must have a Cardiff Bus mobility scooter permit. That's a thought. Before travelling, to ensure that you and your mobility scooter are safe and suitable to travel. So to get a permit for your scooter, which also must be assessed, Cardiff Bus will be offering a series of pop-up assessments at local hubs over the coming weeks, details of which will be confirmed, and hopefully we'll have those details in our next show. So hopefully lots of information there for you today, but I hope you're enjoying the show, and stay tuned.
In the deserts of Sudan, the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me, hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me. The wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me, das ist gut, say fantastic, hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick, it's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me!
As promised at the top of the show, I said we'd hear from Deborah Elwood, who is our local crime reduction tactical advisor based at Barry Police Station. So over to you, Deborah.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for letting me come in and talking to your listeners here this evening, because I'm really actually wanting to appeal to your listeners to help us reduce crime. You may be aware of a family member, friend, or even somebody in your street that sadly has fallen and become the victim of a burglary. If I tell you that literally you can prevent 63% overall of all of our burglaries simply by locking all of your front doors, we seem to have got maybe a little bit complacent isn't. We're really busy. We rush in. We often come in and we leave them unlocked. But that, unfortunately, is an invitation in to your opportunist. Often we think burglaries take place overnight or maybe late in the evenings. Actually, most of them sadly take place during the daytime because we know we're in and out. We're really, really busy. So I'm really asking all your residents this afternoon, when you go home, absolutely make sure all your main doors are locked. But we've also become aware of windows. And I do know it's been really, really hot these last couple of weeks. So I'm not going to be encouraging you to keep all your windows locked. But I am going to be asking that when you go home, that you do look and think, if I lock myself out today, how am I going to get in? Because if you can get in, then you know your opportunist burglar can as well. So if you've got that small window and you think it's great, it's only a small window. But if it's actually open and a hand can be put in and it's located near to a bigger unlocked window, then that again is going to be an invitation home. So I'm please encouraging everybody, lock your doors and check before you open up those windows that are they too accessible. And remember, if you need some specific advice, you can contact myself or your local police community support officers. We're always on hand because prevention is far more effective than the cure. Thank you.
Thank you, Deb. That's great advice. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming in. We'll probably see you again. Thank you.
Thanks for the invite, Mark.
UB40, Red Red Wine. You're listening to the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum Show on Bro Radio. Still to come is the great thing called Forum Facts. And of course, the all-important contact information for the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. See you soon.
Bro Radio.
The crunchiest day out of the year is coming to Fornon Castle. Because on Saturday, September the 5th, we're hosting the Great Crisp and Potato Festival. Join us as we celebrate everyone's favourite snack. We'll have blindfold tasting challenges, interactive crisp zones, delicious potato-inspired street food from Farnham's, free bags of crisps, plenty of family fun, and world-class tributes to ABBA, Taylor Swift, Bruno Mars and Serena Carpenter. Book your Great Crisp and Potato Festival tickets now at fornoncastle.com. Parking's free. Walkers welcome.
Lenny. Mynwch le yng Ngholeg Caerdydd ar Fro ar gyfer mis Medi. Gyda llu o bynciau ar gynnig, rydych yn siŵr o ddod o hyd i'r cwrs delfrydol I chi. O beiriannau awyrennau I gelf a dylunio, o fusnes I therapi harddwch, o adeiladwaith I arlwyo, o ddrama I ddawns, o beiriannau I e-sports, mae'r dewis yn eang. Mae amser eto I wneud cais. Rhagor o wybodaeth yn cabc.ac.uk/CY.
It's back for 2026, and this year, Barry Town Council's Family Fun Day has a fantasy theme. It's all happening at King Square and Central Park between 11 and 4 on Thursday, August the 27th. We'll have dragons and archery and falconry displays. Add to that, Vikings and Knights, workshops, gaming and market traders, and it's one fantastical family day out for all ages. Oh, and it's completely free. Don't miss our fantasy-themed Family Fun Day on August the 27th. Get details at barrytowncouncil.gov.uk.
Things Vale of Glamorgan. Search for Bro Radio on socials.
Just to cast away, I lost that sea. Another lonely day, no one here but me. Oh, my Lord.
Message in a Bottle, The Police, great track. As promised earlier, for some forum facts. Did you know that this Vale 50 Plus Strattery Forum is the first in Wales to have its own dedicated radio show? What do you think about that? So, as a 50 Plus Strattery Forum, there are over 300 members within an executive committee consisting of 16 members, covering all areas of the Vale, Barry, Dinas Powys, Llandrid Major, Penarth, Roos and Wembo, all of whom are volunteers. The Vale 50 Plus Strattery Forum currently has six focus groups, namely ACL, Arts, Craft and Leisure, BME, Black Minority Ethnic, Climate Change, Health and Social Care, Housing and Transport. The groups meet regularly throughout the year, some dates to come at our next show in September. Currently, there are over 12 50 Plus Strattery Forums in Wales, who all liaise and work with their respective local authorities, COPA, which is Cymru Older People's Alliance, and the Older People's Commissioner for Wales, thereby giving a voice to the over 50s in Wales on policy and strategic matters.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Thank you.
Kazoo, what a great song. So sadly we've come to the end of the show, but before we do that, here's some contact information for you. We are, of course, the Vale 50 Plus Strategy Forum. Contact us by email at opf@valeglamorgan.gov.uk. Telephone us on 01446 700 111, or of course pop along to our website for lots more information, which is www.vale50plus.org. So thanks for listening. The next show is on Tuesday, 8th of September at 7 p.m. Love to have your company. I've been Mark. Bye for now.
Bro Radio.
For quality car parts at low prices, head to LMF Motorfactors on Main Street, Barry. Whatever parts you need, brake pads and batteries, to oil and accessories, our experienced team will find what you need. LMF Motorfactors is an independent company that values the business of our local community, and we're determined to keep the Vale on the road for less. LMF Motorfactors. Visit us today on Main Street, Barry. Why go anywhere else?
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
Memoria Cardiff and Glamorgan invite you to visit their beautiful memorial park on Port Road East. Come and take a look around the peaceful grounds, where they offer both cremation and burial plots designed to provide a lasting place of remembrance. Meet the friendly team who will be on hand to answer any questions and guide you through the options available. Find out more at cardiffandglamorganmemorial.co.uk or call 01446 724 042.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.